101.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 13th day of October in New Jersey, which is where we're at. It's Columbus Day. Some states celebrating instead Indigenous People's Day. Because they had to be politically correct, they thought. We're still going with Columbus Day here in Jersey. It's also No Bra Day.
I'm wearing two.
You're wearing two bras?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's too much information for this morning.
Just two. Only two.
What the hell?
Sometimes it's more comfortable if you wear two. For people like me.
Well, it's No Bra Day. I'm not wearing a bra, so I guess we're averaging out to one.
One each, yeah.
What the hell?
What?
I never heard of this, and I don't want to...
Two sports bras?
I don't want to know anything more. This is too much information.
It's too much information. Sad when you have to wear
it's
two.
Too
I'm
much
not
early.
Gonna lie.
It's too early. It's also Canadian. It's also Canadian Thanksgiving Day.
It's the Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. So happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian friends, to my American friends. There are a few differences from ours to your Thanksgiving that you might not be aware of. First of all, the head of each family gets to wear the ceremonial beaver pelt hat.
Mm.
And before we sit down to eat our traditional meal of moose meat and ketchup chips, we give thanks exclusively to Ryan Reynolds, yes, Wayne Gretzky, Keanu Reeves, and Celine Dion.
Right.
Then after dinner's done, we play a quick pickup game of hockey right on the dining room table. The loser has to apologize for 2 hours straight. Once the apology is accepted, they then have to down a Tim Hortons glass of...
Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. Cat Country meteorologist Dan Zero says one more high tide today. It's going to be a big one. It'll happen this afternoon. It'll be about a foot higher than yesterday's high tide. A state of emergency remains in effect for the state, and a coastal flood warning is in place. A lot of beach erosion is evident, especially in Ocean City. Check out photos of that beach erosion on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
A change is coming to the boardwalk in Wildwood. Splash Zone has closed after 25 years. Yep, closed for good. The property owner says he's still deciding on a plan for the property at Skellinger Avenue and the boardwalk.
Today is Columbus Day, one of several holidays observed by federal post offices and banks, including the U.S. Postal Service. No mail is delivered today, though other delivery services like FedEx, UPS, and Amazon will be available.
And your South Jersey weather for today, scattered rain, wind gusts, high of 64.
Jordan Davids, it's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, Eric Church just proved how powerful his signature shades really are. So here's what he did. He walked through his own concert crowd in Michigan without his iconic Ray-Bans that he literally wears everywhere. He was wearing his own merch, by the way, too. And only one person, one, recognized him in the entire arena. He laughed it off later. At least he knows what to do if he doesn't want to be bothered in public. You can check out the video. It's so funny just seeing this guy, just his face. It's him walking through the crowd, and nobody has a clue. CatCountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Luke Bryan's pups, Chuck and Boss. I love the videos that they posted them, by the way. They had a rough day on a family hunting trip. Get it? Rough? Yeah. They got sprayed by a skunk, and now they smell so bad that Luke says he can sniff them from 50 yards away. He hit up social media asking for help. Fans flooded him with advice, everything from tomato juice baths to just straight up shaving the dogs. If you have any advice for de-skunking these dogs, you can hit up Luke Bryan's post on social media right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's.
Oh, and Jana Lane Wilson, 4x4 by you. Hey, coming up at 7:20, about an hour from now, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What's that one word that you hear people say that you can't stand? It's like nails on a chalkboard. You've had enough of that word. It needs to be outlawed or banned. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app and let us know. Bill from Tuckerton left this message on the Joe and Jana voicemail on our app over the weekend. Let's take a listen to what Bill had to say about the word he'd like to see banned.
The word that bugs me the most is the word perfect. You got cashiers of stores, you hand them your money and they say, ah, perfect. You put your card in the card reader, perfect. You take the bag from their hand, they say, quit saying perfect over mundane.
Jenny H., our $10,000 winner from Thursday's Cash Cow.
Woo!
Congratulations, Jenny. Your chance to win $1,000. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you dare miss out. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Keith from Egg Harbor Township has sent us the joke we're going to use
today.
Cool.
Thank you, Keith.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Keith, here it is, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Did you ever wake up, kiss the person beside you, and be glad you're alive? Apparently I did, and they're not going to allow me on Spirit Airlines anymore.
That makes for an awkward trip, yeah.
Cat Country 107.3, good morning. It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What word, or even phrase, what word do you hate? Hate people saying it. People say it over and over and you can't stand it. It's like,
just stop.
Nails on a chalkboard. Let us know. Wait. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Well, the results are in. Jana's picks from Friday, your NFL picks did not go that great. You got one right, two wrong.
Yeah, annoying. Annoying.
The good part is you didn't have a chance to pick the Eagles because they played Thursday. Right. You would have picked them, but All right, so you're 12-6 on the year. Still pretty good. Still winning money. Jana's picks come your way every Friday morning about 8:20, 8:25. You're on Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Ireland. You know what they say about safety, right, Jana?
Sure.
Safety first.
Correct, yes.
A burglar caught because he was wearing a high-visibility fluorescent safety bib when he was burglarizing.
Well, like you said.
Got rain falling, large portions of the area, the winds are whipping up as the kids are headed out to the bus stop. Make sure they're bundled up and keep dry. You lost your pig. Police may have found it. Police in Hamilton Township, Mays Landing area, say they found a pig during the nor'easter yesterday. Apparently it picked that time to escape.
Yeah.
We've got photos of the pig and more on the Cat Country 107.3 app. So if you're good morning, we're Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know this morning. Cat Country meteorologist Dan Zero says one more high tide today. It's going to be a big one. It'll happen this afternoon. It'll be about a foot higher than yesterday's high tide. A state of emergency remains in effect for the state, and a coastal flood warning is in place. A lot of beach erosion is evident, especially in Ocean City. Check out photos of that beach erosion on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
A change is coming to the boardwalk in Wildwood. Splash Zone has closed after 25 years. Yep, closed for good. The property owner says he's still deciding on a plan for the property at Skellinger Avenue and the boardwalk.
Today is Columbus Day, one of several holidays observed by federal post offices and banks, including the U.S. Postal Service. No mail is delivered today, though other delivery services like FedEx, UPS, and Amazon will be available.
And your South Jersey weather for today, scattered rain, wind gusts, high of 60.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
First, we got a shout-out, Thomas Rhett's dad. He had a couple hits. Rhett Akins.
Well, one
That's
hit.
Thomas Rhett's dad.
One
yeah,
hit.
He's 56 today, yeah. So.
That ain't my truck, was it?
Happy birthday to Thomas Rhett's dad.
A lot more luck as a songwriter.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Happy belated birthday wishes to Garrett Shapiro of Millville. Garrett is 18 today.
Happy birthday, Garrett.
Taylor Farabella of Vineland is 29. Happy birthday, Taylor Farabella.
That's an awesome name.
It's the best last name ever.
I know.
When wasn't I given the name Joe Farabella?
Michael and Kelly are.
Why aren't you Jana Farabella?
I agree. See, not even rhyme.
Taylor Farabella. All right. Happy birthday, Taylor. I don't know if Taylor's a boy or girl, so I don't know if you can even marry Taylor. Maybe Taylor's not available. Maybe Taylor's a girl.
Oh, that's true. Maybe Taylor is a girl. I didn't even think about that.
All right. Happy birthday to Ty Saltkill of Mays Landing. Ty is 32. Edie Bingaman of Wildwood Crest has a birthday. Jared Emer of Franklinville is 31. Terry Hare of Estelle Manor celebrates today. It's Jennifer's birthday. She's from Mays Landing. She's 35.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
And Dennis McKenna of Brigantine is 72. Happy birthday, Dennis. That's it. Don't drive through flooded roadways. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday. Maybe they're in the hive.
Do they go to sleep?
Maybe they hive in the hide. I don't know.
Right.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Congratulations to Jenny H. We called Jenny Friday afternoon. Told her she was our $10,000 cash cow winner from Thursday. So congratulations to Jenny. We got $1,000 on the line today. Your first chance to win is at 10:20 this morning. All right, let's get to our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What word or words or phrases do you hate hearing? You mentioned the word moist.
I know. Well, a lot of people don't like that.
Well, There's a word worse than moist.
It's
called dry.
Ew. Ew, you're gross.
I'm not anything. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mm-hmm. What word do you hate to hear over and over again? A lot of people used, for some reason this weekend, used the Cat Country 107.3 app, the Joe and Jana voicemail. That's what Helen did. She's from Galloway.
I hate these ones and those ones. Mm. What's wrong with people? That isn't even correct English.
These ones and those ones?
Yeah. And there, Jim from Millville.
The most overused word in today's communication is like. What a nightmare to listen to. Like somebody, like this, like they, somebody like.
Like.
That's funny.
On Facebook, Rachel said literally. She says it's overused. Literally is literally overused.
If you're using it correctly, use it all you want.
Yeah, I get tired of people saying that. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. What's your most despised word?
Yeah, me personally?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
I would say...
There's no one else on the phone right now.
Can I say a phrase?
Yes, you can say a phrase.
I would say, could be worse.
Okay.
Like, shut up. What? Okay. Leave me alone. Get out of here.
I have one word that I hate. I hate 1.3 Mornings with Joe and John. $1,000 up for grabs today with Cash Cow. First chance to win at 8:20. We've got morning trivia coming up in about 15 minutes. Tickets this morning to see Johnny Cash, the Man in Black tribute.
And it burns. The ring of
it's coming
fire.
To Caesars Friday, October 24th. We'll let you win tickets when you win trivia coming up in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, it's our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What word or phrase do you hate? Let's go to the phones. Judy is on the line from Egg Harbor Township. Go ahead, Judy.
You know, the most commonly used words, you know, would be, you know.
We know. I hate you know, too. I hate you know, and I hate like.
LOL.
Kathy says fruition. She's tired of hearing the word fruition.
I mean, if people use it correctly, again, I don't have a problem with it.
I do.
Why?
It's not a natural word. Fruition.
I guess, sure.
I like this from Bill. Bill on our app says bro.
Bro.
Don't call me bro.
I say it all the time.
He says, especially when women say it.
Come on, bro.
No.
Well, don't give me a reason to have to say it to you then.
I also hate boss and chief.
Who says that?
The gas station attendant sometimes. Here you go, boss. What do you want, boss? If you're a gas station attendant and you call me boss, bro, or chief, I'm not tipping you. Otherwise,
that's
I am.
So funny.
Word I hate the most. You ready? You've heard me say this before.
I have.
Deserve. Especially when people say, I deserve this. I deserve. You don't deserve anything. I hate the word deserve.
No, work really hard and all the things.
Right.
And
no one deserves anything, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He deserves, she deserves. No, I deserve definitely not.
Here, kids, here's $50,000 to help with your house. You deserve.
To words or phrases that you hate this morning, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And Melissa is another one who hates the word bro. She says, my kids say this to me all the time, and it literally drives me insane. Melissa, that's when you stop feeding the children.
I would say it right back to them. What do you mean, bro?
Jim from Summers Point, he says he hates the phrase, to be honest. He says it implies prior talk wasn't candid. Were you lying before?
That's so funny.
And somebody from Barnegat says, our neighbor says, you know what I mean, every other sentence. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see the Man in Black tribute to Johnny Cash.
And it burns. The ring of fire.
It's coming to Caesars in Atlantic City Friday, October 24th. You'll have two tickets for the Johnny Cash tribute show if you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. 8 out of 10 adults have not been here in at least 10 years. It's still there, by the way. 8 out of 10 adults have not been here in at least 10 years.
Have you?
I have not. I haven't been here in probably 20 to 25 years.
Have I?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your help.
8 out of 10 adults have not been here in at least 10 years. I haven't been there at least 20, 25 years. This is with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Trivia is on the air at stake. We got 2 tickets to see the Man in Black tribute to Johnny Cash coming to Caesars in Atlantic City. Friday, October 24th. We got 2 tickets for you when you win. Here's the question. 8 out of 10 adults say they've not been here in at least 10 years. For me, it's been even longer. I'm thinking 20 to 25 years. It's still there, by the way. Where haven't we been? Hi, Cat Country.
Church.
Church is not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it the bowling alley?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Disney.
Disney. No, that's not it.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
A good guess.
Good morning, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it the dentist?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. I go to the dentist a lot.
The dentist. Me too, twice a year.
If nothing else, for the jokes and all the gossip.
That's so funny.
609-383-1073 or the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 8 out of 10 adults have not been here in at least 10 years. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it the skating rink?
The skating rink. No, that's not it. Thank you. I haven't been to the skating rink in a while.
Yeah, been a minute for me too.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it to a library?
That's absolutely right. You're a winner.
Awesome.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Brigantine.
I'm sorry, Sarah or Tara?
Sarah with an S.
Sarah, got it. Sarah from Brigantine.
We have Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Congratulations again to Sarah. She won trivia. She knew that 80% of adults haven't been here at least 10 years. The library. I honestly can't remember the last time I was at the library. It must have been when my kids were little, and that was 25 years ago. I should go. We got Cash today. Cash Cow is back. By the way, congratulations to Jenny H. We called Jenny Friday afternoon and told her she won $10,000 from Thursday's Cash Cow. We got $1,000 on the line today. We'll have another $10,000 this Thursday. You can listen to Win 10 times a day. First chance is at 8:20 this morning. It's Cash Cow. It's made possible. Thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy at Garber Township and BennettChevy.com. 8:20, your first of 10 chances to play for the money today.
Northfield wakes up with Joe and Jana. Cat Country 107.3.
Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I don't know where that left turn was leading, you just seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. Blame me for them sunset till I'm sinking tonight.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
No. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. Cat Country meteorologist Dan Zero says one more high tide today. It's going to be a big one. It'll happen this afternoon. It'll be about a foot higher than yesterday's high tide. A state of emergency remains in effect for the state, and a coastal flood warning is in place. A lot of beach erosion is evident, especially in Ocean City. Check out photos of that beach erosion on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
A change is coming to the boardwalk in Wildwood. Splash Zone has closed after 25 years. Yep, closed for good. The property owner says he's still deciding on a plan for the property at Skellinger Avenue and the boardwalk.
Today is Columbus Day, one of several holidays observed by federal post offices and banks, including the U.S. Postal Service. No mail is delivered today, though other delivery services like FedEx, UPS, and Amazon will be available.
And your South Jersey weather for today, scattered rain, wind gusts, high of 64.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I'm an adult, but not the learns from my mistakes kind of adults.
Do that sooner rather than later.
Number two, no one warns you how invested you'll be in the weather radar as you get older.
It's so true, though. So true.
Number three, recipe said wear gloves when you cut the jalapenos. Did I listen? No, I did not.
And those Thanks. Open wounds on your fingers, you felt it.
Number four, if you have just one person who truly cares about you, you are lucky. Look at that, a nice tweet thrown in the middle
there.
Oh,
that was beautiful.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Maybe you should dress up like a nice person for Halloween. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's time for Cash Cow. $1,000 up for grabs today.
If you're looking to get in shape in time for the new year, maybe kick off a New Year's resolution, that'll pay for quite a few months of a personal trainer. I just started with my trainer, Eddie. He's awesome. Shout out to Eddie. But yeah, I would say that's a great invest in yourself. You deserve it.
I don't like Eddie.
You don't need to put it through. You don't need to put it in bills. It's fine. Like, do something for yourself.
I don't like Eddie.
You don't even know him.
Oh, that's $1,000 up for grabs today on Cash Cow.
That is funny.
We have 10 chances for you to win. Listen for the codes at about 20 minutes past the hour every hour while you work through 5:20 p.m. today. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click on the button that says Win Cash and type in your code. And your first Cash Cow code of the day is 729.
729. That's the code you need.
72.3. Good morning. You had a good day Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. Rain or shine, we were out there. I wouldn't have missed it. We were at the brand new Shore Ace Hardware, formerly True Value, right on New Road in Summers Point. That store has everything that you could possibly want. And shout out to Paul, who was awesome. He helped us with everything that we needed, showed me around the store. It was really, I mean, it's beautiful in there. And Pick from Ace Hardware Home Solutions. I didn't know that you could now literally hit up Ace Hardware right in Summers Point for everything from like HVAC, plumbing, heating to all of your like home needs that you would need for any project right there at Ace Hardware in Summers Point. So shout out to everybody who came to see us on Saturday. It was seriously a great time. And then we're going to be out and about tomorrow, too, right in Egg Harbor Township at Atlantic Medical Imaging for Girls Night Out. Ladies, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So you're going to get to meet and mingle with female physicians, techs, the staff. You can schedule your free mammogram, too. Plus, there's going to be some delicious food there, some cool prizes just for you. We're going to be there till 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Atlantic Medical Imaging in Egg Harbor Township. Don't miss out.